Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is James chapter 1, verses 22 through 27. The Reverend Peter Ill is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by the LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Epistle of James, the first chapter, verses 22 through 27. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away, and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained from the world. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the art of distinguishing law and gospel, James steps in and defies the normal way that we would like to do this. Maybe that's what leads people to talk about epistles of straw and all of that. In fact, this passage and most of James chapter 1 is almost completely law, and there is a mention of God as the one that we should stand pure and undefiled before. But otherwise, this is very much about you and me. Theoretically, you should keep yourself unstained by the world and visit the orphans and the widows. And it is God to whom you need to prove yourself. But how can you or I prove yourself to God? But before trying to prove yourself to God, who are you? James literally invites you to look into the mirror, not just to see what your face or your clothing looks like, but to look into the perfect law of liberty and persevere. After all, who looks into a mirror and forgets what they look like? Usually, looking into a mirror is a case of finding imperfection. Do you have hair sticking up in a place that it shouldn't? Did you miss a spot shaving or with your makeup? What imperfections on your face or in your clothing need to be addressed? But looking into a mirror with no intention of fixing what's wrong and being improved is pointless and, well, silly. If you look into the perfect law and it doesn't bring you to a new way of being and a new way that you should exist before God, before whom you should be undefiled and unstained, then, well, why bother looking into the law in the first place? James unpacks this idea that if you hear the word of God and it doesn't change you, if you hear it without doing it, if you look into the law of God and it doesn't really change anything at all, you are deceiving yourself. You and I need to be challenged with this, especially for church workers, pastors, people who work for a church body. You might be quick to say, look at all the work that I do. I'm not just a hearer of the word, but I'm a doer of the word. Okay, but is your doing of God's word driven by pure and undefiled religion? Honestly, sometimes it is. And sometimes your doing is driven by the reality that if you don't do the things that you're told to do, your boss would get mad, there'd be a conversation with HR, and you'd get to find another place to work. But a look into the law of God shows you all your imperfections. It's not a place for the faint of heart. There are things that need to be addressed: sin and sinfulness, but no additional pass with a razor, and no second layer of mascara or foundation is going to fix those imperfections. The imperfections that need to be addressed, the doing that needs to be done, has been done for you by the blood of Christ. The one who died and rose for you is the one who can and does purify you from your imperfection. He is the one who calls you to love others in the same pattern that he has loved you. He has had mercy on you, the poor and the helpless, the defiled and the stained, and he has come to you who needs him dearly. And he calls you to go to others who need him dearly, orphans, widows, and others who need your care and his care. In the past, you haven't done that perfectly, and you need James' inspired call of faithfulness and repentance. This is why you appear before your Lord and his perfect law, to be remade and restored. Your love for others has failed, and you have not loved God perfectly. Repent. Believe. Look into the perfect law of God and see how your Lord deals with you in his love and his mercy, and as he calls you to pray to him because he is the one who has and does work for your good today, tomorrow, and every day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by the LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.